10.
Hi, Peggy. Everything all right?
To tell you the truth, I'm not sure. How was the meeting?
Oh, it was all about TV programs by satellite. If I'd known it was going to be so technical, I would have asked Bob to send somebody else. Actually, it was kind of boring.
Well, it sure wasn't boring around here.
Busy, huh?
Uh-huh. A lot of phone calls. Your boss on the intercom, people in and out of the office all afternoon. You know, I recommend you ask for an assistant. I don't see how you handle it all by yourself.
Oh, it's usually not so bad. Anything I should know about?
You've got a bunch of messages here. How about going over them together? I'm not sure you'd be able to figure out my notes.
Okay.
Boy, I'd sure like to know what's been going on in Mr. Russo's office.
Well, what do you mean?
All the people he's been meeting with? Practically everybody on the staff.
You mean he called a staff meeting?
Well, Grace Lee was in there a long time. Then Mr. Benson, and let's see, Tom Hackett from personnel. He was in twice, once by himself, then later with his secretary.
Barbara?
Uh-huh. I guess she was taking dictation. I heard her tell Mr. Russo she'd get whatever it was typed up right away.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I could have done it for him. Why do you suppose he had Barbara come up?
I don't know.
Anyway, later he called David Denton in and spent a long time with him. Then after he left, Grace Lee went in again. What do you suppose?
Gosh, I just have no idea.
I'm really curious now. Why don't you ask Grace about it? I would sure like to find out.
Maybe I will. Well, anyway, let's get back to these phone messages. Anything urgent?
After Peggy leaves, Margaret goes to Grace Lee's office.
Grace, are you busy?
Oh, no. Come in, Margaret. How was the seminar?
It was okay. Sounds like it's been pretty busy around here. Peggy tells me that...
Oh, it's been quite an afternoon.
Grace, what's going on? Peggy's telling me that...
Close the door, Margaret. Well, for one thing, David got a promotion. He really deserves it. He's now a full-fledged reporter.
Really? That's wonderful.
Wait. There's something else. It's not very pleasant. We had to make a very painful decision today, and, this is strictly confidential. I suggest you not discuss it with anybody. At least not for a few days. Bob, that is, we... decided that